Hey, and howdy, and welcome to the Derailers Podcast. This is Van Talk, and we are here at the Van Talk, the name of the Derailers Podcast, podcasting direct from the Spanish Oaks.
We're out on the 13th green, sort of, right now.
Finishing off a game.
Yeah.
And then we'll go, and the crew should have everything ready, and we can just go play.
Man, I love that. You know, I was really impressed with Scott's short game.
We are here with Brian Hofelt. We're here with Kevin Smith. And my name is David McJagger.
We've got three-fourths of the D-Railers right now. Scott, as you'll find later in our Disease of the Week segment, Scott is off getting some medicine right now. But
did he go to the emergency room?
No. He just saw Dr. Weeks. He'll be with us here shortly.
So we're just going to sit around in silence and wait for Scott to show up.
Yeah, Scott, come on. No, anyway, we've had a great week here. We've done a couple little private things that have been fun for the people at IC Squared, the UT outfit there. Yeah. And now tonight for...
Not an IC group of people either. A lot of fun, those folks.
IC.
They were dancing.
They were having fun.
We had them up dancing by the end. It was good.
People from all across this great land of ours. I talked to a guy from near Fairmont, West Virginia, the home of Johnny Johnson.
Nice.
And that's all I wanted to talk to him about. He wanted to talk about, I don't know,
Buckeyes or whatever. Did he know who Johnny Johnson was?
He did. Because they have, every year they have a Johnny Johnson Blues and Jazz Festival.
There you go.
At Fairmont State University in Fairmont, West Virginia. So we should get on that.
Hey,
Dave Miller has a t-shirt because he was on it once.
I wouldn't have guessed that he knew.
I'm terribly, terribly jealous of that. But we had, Brian, another thing. We had a spoke show this week. We played at the Broken Spoke in South Austin, Texas.
Yes, our natural habitat.
Saturday night.
That was one of my favorite spoke shows ever. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my whole life. Because we were moved to the... Basil, personally, was moved to the point of speaking in tongues and handling snakes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was awesome.
He was unaware of it.
I don't think he remembers it because,
three pitchers of beer.
Yeah.
And you were full of beer and the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
See, we finish up, some of y'all who have not been to our spoke shows, many of you have, I know, but those of you who haven't, we've lately come to where we're finishing the show with old Hank Williams' gospel song, I Saw the Light. We get joined up on stage by the proprietor of the Broken Spoke for 45 years, Mr. James M. White, along with his son-in-law, Mike Peacock. They come up and join us.
Proud, very proud, gentlemen.
And sometimes the Spirit takes hold of us in that ending segment. And it did to Basil the other night. Yes, he indeed was speaking in tongues and handling snakes. So that's the kind of fun you can expect coming out to a Derailers show.
No? Absolutely.
Fortunately, now earlier in the night, I was told there was an entire table of people from my church, St. Paul Lutheran Church in Austin, including our pastor emeritus, Pastor Newman, kind of like a retired pastor. And they were all there, people there to come see the Derailers. Here's this guy that goes to our church.
Pastor Newman.
He's a postal pastor.
Hello, Pastor Newman.
Fortunately, all of my fellow congregants had left before they had to see that. And now, I'm not sure, Brian, not sure you even know this, I got an email from our pastor.
Leslie Boykin?
I got an email from Leslie Boykin saying, please call me from detox next time. I got an email from my pastor there at St. Paul Lutheran, and he's Pastor Knuckles. And he wrote to say
Pastor Knuckles
sent me an email saying that he's on the Derailers mailing list, and he heard that we're having this podcast now, and he would be delighted, with my permission, to put a link to this podcast off of the St. Paul Lutheran website.
No fucking way.
I said, well, Pastor Knuckles, I am honored that you would be interested in doing that. Maybe have somebody check it out first.
Yeah, see, podcasts are, unlike the radio, you can say sh**. Well, that's good, but probably not for good for a church.
Yeah,
but maybe they would.
Pastor Knuckles, don't play this in church. Maybe it'll make an appearance as part of the sermon in what not to do.
You know, that reminds me, you guys all know Chris Miller, right?
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy Chris Miller, great guitar player. Well, back in Portland, you know, he was sort of my guitar hero when I was younger and first able to get into bars and see bands. He had a great rockabilly trio called the Rockin' Razorbacks, and then he later switched to just the Razorbacks, and he had sort of a guitar hero little band going, you know, and he was great. Anyway, he had a song that reminds me called the Five Knuckles Shuffle. This reminds me of Pastor Knuckles.
Was that instrumental?
I think it had words, the Five
really?
Knuckles Shuffle.
Really? Wow, because that would be a great instrumental title, I think.
The Five Knuckles Shuffle,
yeah.
Pastor Knuckles is a bit of a guitar player. He is a hobbyist guitar player, he told us, and so possibly he's on that recording, the Five Knuckle.
Nice.
Shuffle. He's related to that in some way. On the topic of this past week's shows, how about Marty Muse?
Yes.
Joining us at the Oasis.
Yes, we had Marty Muse join us, which was great. We always miss our good friend Chris Schultenheiser, who normally is with us on pedal steel.
Chris Stop Laws. Love that guy.
But Marty did a great job, and it was good to see him. It really was.
I thought about Chris Stupenheimer today. He occurred to me because I had a dentist appointment, and I was at the dentist, and the lady was cleaning my teeth, which is a whole other thing we should talk about. Now I don't know, like a
dental
male doctor,
hygiene?
A dental hygiene, but dental hygienists, and she was getting right up next to me, and not dressed provocatively at all, but I was thinking.
In a uniform
they
of
had,
some kind?
Yes, a uniform.
Nice.
Thank you. And a mask over her face, which is also kind of like, that's kind of my thing.
That's
kind of
weird.
Yeah, I'm into masks. But anyway, you know, they have these barber shops where you can go and have a scantily clad girl cut your hair and sort of get up next to you and everything like that.
And give you chicken wings, too, while
yeah.
you're getting your hair cut.
Yeah.
Otherwise, so you're thinking maybe to
at
transfer
the dentist.
That to the dentist?
Yes, yes. They should have hot, scantily clad girls in bikinis that are dental hygienists cleaning your teeth. Everybody would go.
Brilliant idea. It used to be like that on the airlines. They would have the stewardess, you can't even call them stewardess anymore, the flight attendants. Wearing hot pants and go-go boots. A great idea. I think
they had standards in those days.
I think it's a great way to make all businesses a little more
pretty
successful
girls.
And
pretty
attractive.
Girls.
Yeah.
Well, she was a pretty girl, this hygienist. But I was just thinking, what would make her even prettier?
Even better than a mask and a uniform.
Even hotter than a mask.
Some go-go boots.
A unisex lab coat. Anyway, here's how I thought of Chris Slaughterhouse.
So you're getting your teeth cleaned and
yes.
also getting some enjoyment from your dental hygienist, and Chris popped into your mind.
What's enjoyment? Here's how.
Man, that's a big compliment there, Chris. Getting your teeth drilled and looking at a hot chick, and he thinks of you.
I've slept with Chris a lot of times. A lot of times. Spent a lot of nights in hotel rooms with Chris. And
do we need to clarify that, or is that all right?
I think the podcast audience can just sort of ruminate on that. We're roommates, folks, on the road, traveling. Anyhow, he said he went to his dental hygienist. She says, have you ever been, how often do you floss? He goes, I don't floss. What are you talking about? He says, oh, you have to floss. You have to floss daily. He says, that's what I pay you for. I've always wanted to tell the hygienist that, and I've never been able to.
Nice. Yay for dental hygienists.
Yay for the unions.
All right, man. So, yeah. Should we move on to another segment? We've got a lot of exciting segments that we want to
Here's another new segment.
Upon.
And I'm hoping that you'll drop in some sort of a musical cue for all these segments to make, or maybe a little sound effect, or maybe
change my voice in a way. So well, that reminds me, sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
Harlan, you know, part of the reason he wanted to stop by and see you, Harlan had a little homework meeting with his friends, and on the way back, we were real close to Basil's music
uh-huh.
school, the Allegro School of Music.
Allegro School of Music.
And
Texas
Harlan wanted to stop. Harlan wanted to stop by and see Basil because he wanted to learn how to play on the piano. So maybe that could be how we introduce each segment.
And you knew that I can do that.
Well, Harlan
in 12 keys.
You would know how to do that.
In 12 keys. Being a food fanatic.
12 keys.
Here is, okay, get ready with the effects button for my voice and the musical cue for this. Here's the next segment. Traffic in Belton. How's traffic getting out here? Now, we didn't go through Belton today, but Brian, you're quite late to the load in.
Well, what time did you guys get here? 5?
I was here at 4? 4 o'clock, was it?
4. Did I say 5 on the email?
You did.
I, okay, good. I was hoping. You got here early.
Get out of the dentist's early. You know,
okay.
What am I going to do?
Well, good. Yeah, and it was trafficy, no?
They threw me out of the dentist's office. I was removed.
Letching on the high desk.
Yeah, she got creeped out.
Clean them one more time.
She
please.
Started crying, and they asked me to leave. Did you find the Southwest Parkway?
No, that was my trouble. Did you?
No, I didn't go to Southwest Parkway because I cut around behind there, so I don't have to go through the Y in Oak Hill at all.
Oh, you took 71 straight out.
Yeah, I go from 290 a back way between 290 and 71.
Same way you did Monday?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
17
I
miles.
Probably should have done that.
Yeah.
Southwest Parkway is a good way in Austin to cut off going through the Y, to avoid going through the Y, from the, if you're coming from north of there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went all the way to the Y and then came all the way back to Southwest Parkway and then took it. And I think I probably could have just gone ahead and got on 71 there.
You probably could.
But I only had directions from Southwest Parkway.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, well, I got to find it. But I could not
and
find
was,
it.
Was traffic in Belton a bear today or what?
There must have been an accident north of Belton because traffic in Belton was backed up.
An accident and a tornado.
Yeah.
And a train.
You know, you laugh, but it's all happened. It has all happened. You know, many times we're leaving Austin, heading north to Dallas or to the greater DFW area, and on Friday night, which bad traffic anyway, but sometimes, yeah, there's a tornado or an accident or a flood. One time, I'm not kidding you, I saw a fire truck that had its ladder fully extended and fell across the freeway, blocking every lane of traffic. I believe that it was on the back of like a another truck, or it had come to rescue. What had happened is a big 18-wheeler wiped out, and it was come to lift it up, and it fell over.
They forgot to bungee cord it down, and there was too much weight on the top, and it just tipped over.
The guy said, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah. You know, my brother was a volunteer fireman, and they actually had a couple of guys on the internet. They had just gotten internet at the fire station, and that was a privilege. It was considered a privilege to use the internet at the fire station. So, a couple of the younger guys decided that it would be fun to talk to some girls on a chat room, and so they got in this chat room and talked to some girls and said, "Yeah, we're firemen." And this girl says, "Well, yeah, well, I'm, you know, I live in Arvada," and they said, "Well, that's where we are." So she said, "Well, I don't believe you. I think, you know, here's my address. Bring a fire truck over." So they got in the biggest fire truck that they had and drove it to this girl's house and knocked on the door, and the door opened, and a 13-year-old girl's dad answered the door.
Are you Chris?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Chris. Sorry. Just a brief interruption here, folks. Let me introduce you to Chris. We're live on a podcast right now, Chris.
Oh.
Listen to her sexy English accent here. Say hi, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, we're going to just pause just for a moment while Chris gives us some important information. Hey, so we're picking back up. Chris Theophilus came in there and helped.
Theophilus?
Theophilus, yeah.
Theophilus?
Yeah.
And she's British?
No, she said she married a man who was of Greek descent. His family came from Wales. But they...
Wait a second. His family came from Wales? My family came from farmers.
Yeah.
But her family was Wales? You got to be kidding me. Good swimmers, I bet.
Well, I'm sure you can sing, too. All those Welsh people, they can all sing, you know.
I've got their
like
CD.
Tom Jones. But anyway, while... When, before we got that brief interruption there, which was very pleasant to talk with Chris, Kevin was telling us the story about his brother being a volunteer fireman.
Yeah.
And right when the punchline was happening, Chris came in. So yeah, let's back up a little bit.
Okay, here. So they decide, yes, it is a good idea to drive a fire engine over to this girl's house.
That they've been chatting with on the internet.
Yeah, that they met on the internet, which they are privileged to use at the station. So they drive it over there, and it's in a cul-de-sac, and they pull the fire truck into the cul-de-sac and go up and knock on her door. And a 13-year-old girl's dad answers the door.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know the exacts of the conversation. I'm sure it was awesome. But then, as they tried to leave, they got the truck stuck in the cul-de-sac and had to call somebody else from the fire station to come out and help them move the truck out of the cul-de-sac. So, and that's how the fire department lost their internet privileges.
Oh, they lost them, huh? Man. And they're 24 on, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Without the internet for 24 hours.
All they're doing
hours.
Is making chili and lifting weights now.
Hustler magazine.
Man, did they have a pole and everything?
No, this station did not have a pole.
It was a one-story station.
You know, I'm not sure that I'd actually ever been to that exact station. He worked at a couple different stations, but I don't remember seeing a pole.
As a volunteer?
Yeah.
And they stayed at the station as volunteers.
Yeah, they would have shifts where they stayed, yeah.
And this was City of Arvada?
I believe so. Yeah.
So do you think now they have a full-on city paid for fire?
I think they do,
department?
Yeah. They have a city department now.
Has that city grown a lot since you were a kid?
It's grown tremendously, yeah. And I believe it to be there's a cultural center there, which is very nice.
What's its proximity to Denver?
Well,
we're talking
about Kevin's
hometown.
Yeah,
suburbia.
It's in the greater Denver metro area. So, you know, but if I was going to go to a show downtown, it would take me about 15, probably 20 minutes to get downtown. So it's
like living in Buda or something.
Yeah, yeah, living out where we live now. You know, we all four of us actually kind of live about 15, 20 minutes from town, I think. Maybe Basil's a little closer.
On the periphery.
He lives in a different city, yes. He lives in Bluff Springs.
Yeah.
Unincorporated.
Now, Kevin lives in Austin and is probably 20 miles farther away from Austin than you are in Bluff Springs.
We could throw a rock and hit Austin from our house.
Yes, but yet people are able to fire off machine guns in your backyard,
You can
right?
fire a machine gun. You can,
you can burn stuff, right?
Methamphetamines in our neighborhood. A lot of people, hey, look at that.
Hey, speaking of the meth, we're going to have just a quick little public service announcement. Kids, stay off meth. It is bad shit.
Stay off of the meth.
You know,
so much fun.
That
is
really
so
true. I'm dead serious
you.
About this. Have you seen what they make that shit out of?
I know they
match heads, lithium batteries,
rat poison,
Drano.
And these people aren't
sinus medicine.
These aren't medical people with white lab coats. These aren't scientists that are creating this either. These are people in the back of a...
These are guys who looked
Ford
a recipe up on the internet.
Truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drugs should come from the earth and be grown from the earth. That's my personal opinion.
You mind if I do it, Jay?
Like cocaine.
Cocaine, heroin. Yes, exactly.
It's like buying donuts. If you look at the label on the donuts and there's too many ingredients, then it's just not good for you.
Fucking hey.
Good point. Well
there
said, Kevin.
Well
said.
And here's the counterpoint to that point that Kevin just made. Should I not be advocating for drugs?
Well,
on this
not
podcast?
If it's advocating meth. Other drugs
okay,
are good.
Yeah,
but
I
no
don't
advocating
like meth.
Meth.
I also don't like meth. So
okay.
Yeah, good. Meth is bad. Don't do meth. Nobody go out and buy lots of meth. But in terms of the number of chemicals on the box, you know, we were at the Americana Music Festival there in Nashville, Tennessee, and the people from American Spirit Cigarettes had a table set up. They were handing out free American Spirit Cigarettes, but there also they had these informational sheets that listed front and back, single space, all the chemicals that are in a regular pack of Camels or Winston cigarettes. And
Winstons are all natural, and they always have been.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say Marlboro then.
Yeah, Marlboro are, I believe, the worst.
Yeah,
okay.
Winston also has cotton filters, I believe, too, instead of the partial fiberglass.
Nice.
The Marlboros.
The old man always smoked Winston's. Hey, Dad.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
Here's the point. They had all these chemicals, and they're handing out these American Spirit cigarettes. and our former road manager, Deuce Burbach, looked at those and said, so what you're telling me is that none of these chemicals are in the American Spirit cigarettes. She says, no, we make them without all those things. And he didn't want any part of it. Even for free, he didn't want any American Spirit
he
cigarettes.
He said that, yeah, he said essentially they're taking out all the things I like.
That's
about
what I love
cigarettes.
About cigarettes. I love all the chemicals. Exactly. Yeah, they've taken out all the fun parts.
The formaldehyde, and I think they put chocolate in them.
Chocolate, yeah. Yeah. Okay, and we're back.
Was that something inappropriate?
It's, oh, yeah.
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think doing a phone-in segment with Scott might be the ideal.
We just always have him phone
in. Yeah,
he's in the room next door.
Yeah, I think that it lends a it's going to lend a different kind of feel to it, man. It's awesome.
Well, really Brian, until Scott gets up here and we can continue the What's Wrong with Scott segment of the program, why don't you tell us about the song of the week this week?
And this week, it's your turn, Kevin.
All right. Well, I'm sorry,
let me redirect. Kevin, tell us about the song of the week this week.
My song of the week has been Green River by CCR.
Nice.
Yeah. So, having a little bit more free time now with the kids in school, I tend to pick a song and listen to it obsessively for days and days on end.
You have it on your jukebox? Or?
No, I don't have it on my jukebox.
I got a copy coming at you, buddy.
Nice.
Yep.
Brian and Kevin, by the way, are both jukebox and 45 RPM record connoisseurs.
Thank you for saying connoisseur instead of nerd. That was really nice.
I prefer the word nerd.
Collectors and nerds, if you will, of the 45 RPM record medium. So what? So you're listening to it? You've downloaded Green River?
No, I bought it. I paid for it. I actually went out and bought a CD a long time ago. Bought the CD, and I've been listening to somehow that it must have come up on shuffle on my iPod.
And you dug it. It moved you.
Yeah, and so
what? Yeah. Do you know what album that was on originally?
I believe it was on the album Green River.
Called Green River. The title track.
Yes.
Excellent.
Introduce it, Kevin.
All right, this would be Green River by CCR.
And was there anything of value in the car?
Oh, yeah. Tape deck, some Creedence tapes, and there was a my briefcase.
Stopping at the lower cafe back, walking alone.
you find them much, these stolen cars?
Sometimes. Wouldn't hold out much hope for the tape deck, though.
Or the Creedence.
And we're back.
That was a kick-ass song.
That is a kick-ass song.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Scott's joined us too here, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's in the room. Ugh. You can come sit on my lap, Scott.
Scott, you have to be on this side of the mic. It points this direction.
I'm going
to
stay away from everyone.
Why is that, Scott?
Because I have the flu.
What kind of flu?
Your mom's flu.
Nice. Scott, tell us about how your diagnosis went with the swine flu.
Well, they stuck a Q-tip down my throat and came back and said, hey, guess what you got? You got the flu.
What were your symptoms? How did you know you were sick in the first place to go to a doctor?
Well, I felt like I was choking. I felt like I was choking and I couldn't breathe, and my temperature was 103. And everybody, it felt like I had been given a sock party in Marines.
Did you have to get a new thermometer because your thermometer is still in the van?
I didn't check it myself because I knew I was hot.
How did you check it?
How did you know it was a 103?
Well, that's what the doctor told me yesterday.
And did he give you a thermometer?
No, it's not good for me to sit at home and take my temperature. I just knew I was hot.
So you felt hot.
Now, speaking of the Scott's thermometer, let's just make it clear that that is a rectal thermometer that he left in the van.
I didn't pick it
I'm
up.
I'm so tired of seeing him in the back seat with his legs flipped up over his head. A little jar of Vaseline and dipping that thing in there.
I didn't touch it, so I
There's more know. Modern ways, Scott.
I know, but Bobo likes it. Bobo's my dog, and we share the same thermometer.
Bobo is...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what time did you notice that you were getting hot yesterday?
Well, it was actually the night before last. I was home. I got home at my, you know, usually about 4 o'clock. I've been hanging out with some underage girls.
And how far underage were these underage girls?
Just barely. Just barely.
Well, means they're under 21. 14?
Nah, they were 21. Okay. And then I started getting real. I had a cough that I couldn't shake. And then by that next morning, it felt like...
And by morning, let's just be real specific.
3 in the afternoon.
So at 3 in the afternoon, your coughing has persisted, you're hot, you know that you're hot, you know you're hotter than usual.
I knew I had a fever.
And you knew you had a fever.
And cowbell was not the answer.
So, you went to the doctor.
I waited a day.
Don't touch my stuff.
Please. Oh, sorry. I waited a day, and then my good friend David Weeks is my doctor from Nebraska. Oh, yeah. Which is where Basil Hale's from.
What?
The great state of Nebraska.
Yes, and he gave me a bunch of drugs, and they don't seem to do shit.
Well, you know, when you have the flu, yeah, there's not much that, you know... You can just treat the symptoms, but you can't ever beat what's the root of it. So I know you're feeling a little better with your ibuprofen, and you said you were taking Celebrex?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. And any decongestants or anything like that?
I can't take those. Those make me crazier than a shithouse rat.
Yeah, that's true. That's sort of like we were talking about meth earlier, and that's sort of what they make meth out of.
Have you taken any meth?
Meth?
Well, he is from Bonham, Texas, but he's one of the few that does not take meth.
Oh, you're that guy in Bonham that doesn't take meth.
I'm the one in Bonham.
Well, but that has been...
I am feeling good, though.
You're feeling better today?
Well, just to be around you guys. And did you tell them about what my mom did?
No, we haven't said a word about your mom.
Y'all can talk about my mom if you want what she did yesterday.
What did she do yesterday, Scott?
Well, she found out I had the flu... And got all scared because she's the reason of my problems. She's the reason I'm a hypochondriac.
You're joking, but perhaps you're right.
Or an alarmist, as I would say.
Your mom doesn't listen to podcasts, does she?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not.
I'm sure.
I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm an alarmist. I get alarmed by everything. I'm super sensitive.
You are sensitive. Nice.
And anyway. I took a Valium and knocked me out because I felt so bad, and my mom couldn't get a hold of me. So she calls Brian.
No, wait, no, I'll stop you. Why did your mom have to get a hold of you?
I have no idea.
Okay.
She wanted to make sure that I had aspirin.
Well, she did have some information, though, that you were unable to access funds from your bank account.
No? Oh, because my little farm bank that I have, that I've had the same account since I was 16 years old, they decided...
Is that the kind of place when they get held up, they say, what do you want us to do? Get down or stay still?
What is it, freeze or get down on the ground? So, just on the spot, they decided to cancel everyone's debit card. And
so everyone that banks at the Bank of Bonham had a frozen debit card yesterday.
Yes.
Because someone at the Bank of Bonham had a colossal fuck up, right?
Of course.
So everybody else.
Which I love those guys, by the way.
Yeah. You don't have to get close up, Mike. You just, stay where you are.
Yeah, we love you, Bank of Bonham.
It's Fannin Bank, actually.
Fannin Bank.
Fannin County Bank or just Fannin Bank?
I've had an account there since I was 16 years old, and I'm 37.
Is your account number like 3 digits?
Yeah. It's 5 digits.
Oh, there's old number 18, Scott Matthews. Okay, so let me piece this together again because I want to understand clearly. Your debit card did not work because of a fuck up at Fannin Bank.
And I don't carry cash.
Are you employed, sir?
You're starting to feel sick. You go to the doctor.
Yes.
At the end of the appointment, the doctor says you have a copay of what, $50 or something for.
No, he didn't charge me. I just walk in his office.
Excellent.
Because he sees me so often. Okay. And I just go to his office.
Because he sees him so often, yes.
So you go to Starbucks.
Hence this segment in our podcast, which is called Scott's Disease of the Week. Oh, look who's here. It's Mr. Marty Muse.
And Marty Muse is joining us now on the Derailers podcast.
Can you make an announcement?
You're coming in right in the middle of the podcast segment, Scott's Disease of the Week, right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Sorry.
No, I'm just getting you up to speed there, Marty.
Scott was
what
just
was that?
That's the swine flu.
He was just telling us about his swine flu and his bank card not being shut off yesterday.
About that he was at his doctor and said, Basil asks, how do you pay? You know, and he says, I don't pay, I just walk in because I'm there so often. Hence Scott's Disease of the Week segment.
A monthly bill.
But me and my doctor are best friends and we're going to start a side band. He also plays guitar.
So. Are you pooping white anymore?
No, it's sort of a clay color.
Clay color.
What kind of clay? I mean, clay for
red clay.
Red clay up in the Rambler.
It's more ash.
Is this meerschaum clay that we're talking about?
More of an ash color.
An ash clay.
But it is a 2-foot rhino tusk. I'm very proud of that.
Now there we go. See, so things are going well. Scott's having good BMs, and things are rocking along. That's good to hear. The swine flu is a passing thing too. You know, it's not going to be in the news very much longer. So, although it is pandemic.
Shingles.
That was last week's. Yeah, you may get it again. This week it's swine flu, man.
We can talk about shingles, and we can talk about your staph infections in the coming weeks. Pancreatitis, the dog jaw. There's a lot of great, great ailments for us to cover.
I don't think we need to muckrake in the past, because I think there will be something new.
There will be plenty in the future to work with. Well, Brian, I think you told us that you were going to prepare a word of the week to talk about. A word of the week, if you will.
Word of the week this week, as it should be for the very first podcast, the word is the bird. Have you heard?
Brian, I haven't heard.
Bird is a word. Bird is a word. So, word of the week. The bird.
The bird.
That's the word of the week is the bird.
I was going to ask you if you could weigh in on the difference between Scottish and Scotch.
I can tell you the difference between a Scottish sheep farmer and a... one of the members of the Rolling Stones.
Tell me the difference. What is the difference?
The Rolling Stones say, hey, you, get off McLeod.
Yeah.
The Scottish sheep farmer says, hey, McLeod, get off my you.
All right, so no opinions on the difference between Scott and Scottish.
has an opinion. But he's keeping it to himself.
It prefers.
My liver is bourbon. So bad off that when Larry Hagman got his new liver, I got his old one. It was better than mine. Well, we're getting pretty close to getting to work time, aren't we?
Yeah, getting on it.
Have we exhausted?
This is the first podcast?
This is our first podcast.
This is the inaugural.
Imagine my luck.
Fuck!
Fuck.
There we go. Fuck is a good word. That may be the word of the week coming up.
Word
of the week.
This
week the word is bird.
Bird. The bird?
Yeah, the word is the bird. You're right. The bird is the word.
The bird is the word.
Yeah. Haven't you heard?
I'm not sure I've heard.
The bird is the word.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Man, so as you can tell, we're running out of things to talk about.
But you might want to say something about November 6th at the Green Hall live recording. Derailers live recording.
Yes, Derailers live recording November 6th at Green Hall. Be there or be square. That is going to be a happening thing.
Now, we talked about adding some special features, some door busters, if you will, as J.C. Penney would say, to
for
that
the first
show.
100 people to come through the door are going to get something nice.
Do we have anything nailed down for sure that we can tell the neighbors about?
Well, it could, if Scott swine flu clears up by then, it could be a kiss from Scott.
Did you hear that, Scott? The first 100 people through the door at the November 6th live recording, Derailers recording at Green Hall, are going to get a kiss from Scott Matthews.
Well, I'm saying it could be, or it could be a beer.
Or it could be a free beer.
It could be a free beer, that's what I'm saying.
I'll buy everybody a beer.
Scott?
Scott said it right there. Scott's going to buy everybody a beer. First 100 through the door, get a free beer. Come on out.
You can find out more information about the kind of beer that Scott's going to buy everybody at the November 6th Derailers live recording at Green Hall. At derailers.com on the internet, a website that's going to be updated very soon.
Yeah, it's under construction right now.
Under construction. By the time this thing comes out, though, it's going to be done.
Oh,
it's
true.
Ready to go.
Oh, did we ever date this? What is? I can't. Without my reading glass, I can't see.
Today is October 22nd, and this is
October 22nd.
Van Talk podcast
Scott,
number
ooh,
one.
Ooh, that reminds me of a segment of Scott's favorite meteorological condition should be a segment.
Today is. It's my if I wasn't so sick, today would be my favorite.
Day it's number one. So, the Derailers site on Facebook, growing by leaps and bounds exponentially every day, gaining new fans, new members. Last week we broke our 1,000th member.
Which is Apple.
Yeah, that rapidly increased
John
up
Prine.
To 1,200.
John Prine was our 1,000th. Not the John Prine. A John Prine was
George
our
Prine.
Yeah, it was John Prine, our 1,000th member, and I think this week we're up to already 1,300 and change on the Facebook. So
glad to have you all there. We enjoy hearing from you, and please stop in frequently. If you got more time, go to MySpace. If you got less time, go to Twitter. There you go.
And
as always, we recommend that you stop in and visit us at those sites while you're at work, so you're getting paid to do it. All right, mighty fine, mighty fine.
All right, mighty fine. Well, that'll wrap things up real nicely for Van Talk number one, the Derailers' first and now probably last podcast. Join us again next week for Van Talk number
hear Brian
two.
Say.
You can hear me say fuck.
So long.